Dog Tales, number 48, An Unwelcome Guest. While the McLean family lived in Alabama, where the senior McLean was vice chancellor of the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, they had a dog as an unwelcome guest one evening. An important professor was expected to come to supper that evening. When Mrs. McLean met him at the door, he had a dog with him. It was a rather mangy-looking critter for so fine a professor, but the professor allowed the dog to come into the house with him. Mrs. McLean overlooked the fact that she did not ordinarily have dogs in her house, and instead she took the professor's hat and coat and directed him into the living room, where the dog proceeded to explore the carpet and the furnishings. The dog's nose finally led him to the kitchen, where he was underfoot as the food was brought to the table. After everyone was seated, the dog sat near the professor and looked at him with pleading eyes, cocked up his ears when he thought the professor was going to give him something to eat, occasionally stopped to scratch his fleas, and he finally gave up and settled down under the table, where he lay wheezing throughout the meal. The evening was rather strained, although Mrs. McLean tried very hard to be pleasant and to keep the conversation friendly. Finally, the professor thanked the McLeans for their hospitality, donned his hat and coat, and took his leave. As he left, the dog sat in the hall watching the professor bid farewell. As the professor went out the door, Mrs. McLean asked him if he wouldn't mind taking his dog. "My dog," the professor claimed. "That isn't my dog. I thought it was yours." Beatrice McLean told this story at Berea College Christmas Country Dance School in 1979. Mrs. McLean claimed that Reader's Digest picked up the story and published it, but I have not been able to find it. Storytellers in the Southern Mountains often tell the tale in the first person in a game to see how far they can stretch the truth before the listener realizes that the truth has been stretched. You can buy either digital or hard copy of Dog Tales from Amazon or from iBooks. Just look for Dog Tales by John Ramsey. You will find the spelling of my name and the links on the homepage for these podcasts. Thank you.